Yeah.
We should get that on the code.
I gotcha.
Check one, two, check, check, check one, two.
Same time or simple soon in time with each other.
Testing over here as well?
I think my biggest problem is figuring out what
this job. This was working.
Most of it is new stuff. And like I said, I scrubbed it once.
starting.
Okay, we're gonna get started.
Yeah.
We are missing Caitlin. She will be here in a couple minutes. So we will have everyone here.
Study.
I saw John.
You know, like UWMI, he's been open for a few years and more growth in the area.
Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to our 10th meeting of this group, 10th and final meeting.
Are you on? Doesn't sound like it.
Am I not coming through loud enough here? Can you maybe turn the volume up? Is that, how about in the back? Is that better? Or do you still need a louder? A little louder? I'm seeing people saying louder. How about now? Testing. Dorothy, you can hear pretty clearly in the back? Okay. Great. Welcome again to our 10th and final meeting of this Land Use Reform Working Group. It's good to see everyone here. It's good to see all the members of the public again. I'm starting to recognize faces and putting some names together. As you all know, these meetings are designed for the working group, so all the focus and questions and discussion will be among the working group. We do save time for public comment at the end of the meeting, which is what we will do. Our hope and our thoughts are that this will be a slightly quicker meeting than prior meetings, but you never know. We'll just let the meeting go and see where we end up. But we do plan at the end of the meeting for the working group and the staff to have a lunch, courtesy of the county, and I'll let Todd talk about that a little later. But so we'll get right into it. You're going to have to advance some slides for me. So I'd like to go around again. I'm Andrew Bing. I'm the facilitator for this group. Todd, why don't we start with you and go around?
Hi, good morning. Todd Lawson, County Administrator.
Good morning, everybody. Vince Robertson, one of the county attorneys.
Good morning. Jamie Wojcicki, Planning and Zoning Director.
Brandy Nauman, Community Development and Housing Director.
Christoph Tlu, Executive Director of the Delaware Center for the Inland Bays.
Mike Ryman, American Council of Engineering Companies.
Matt Padron, Volcker Development, Affordable Housing Developer.
Doug Motley, JLAM.
John Horner, Home Builders Association of Delaware.
Jill Hicks, Sussex Preservation Coalition.
Jay Baxter, Farmer.
Mark Lutz, DelDOT.
David Edgel, Office of State Planning Coordination.
John Mullen, McCormick-Taylor.
Christina Arlt, McCormick-Taylor.
Jillian Dirks, McCormick-Taylor.
Great. And again, we do anticipate Caitlin arriving momentarily. But we'll move forward here. So our plan for today, why don't I just go over these first few slides? Just we've had these at every meeting, so why not have it at our last meeting? But just a reminder in terms of the five goals that were sort of established in terms of the areas that we're trying to focus on. Going to the next slide, we've done a lot. You can see the summary there, but we are at the bottom right in terms of finalizing our recommendations. And that's what we'll get to here in a second. We do put up our agenda here after this slide, and I'll kind of stop here and just talk about kind of how this meeting is going to go. So we are going to vote on the 19 draft recommendations that you all have in front of you and will have on the screen. And as we do that vote, we will then come back to each of them, not as we're going through them. We will vote, go from 1 to 2 to 3, and then come back and see the results of each of the votes at the end. We did have Mike Ryman send an email. He had given me a heads up that he was sending this email. Regarding a potential additional draft recommendation. Hi, Caitlin. We're just getting going. You haven't missed anything. But just as you sit down, make sure you're able to get onto the Mentimeter, okay? So what we're going to do after we do the 19 votes is I'm going to poll each of you to see if you are okay bringing – well, first of all, let me back up. Did everyone see the email that Mike sent late last night regarding a mixed-use development and a potential additional draft recommendation? Did anyone not see that? Okay, so at least everyone knows what I'm talking about. So what we'll do is we'll just discuss that briefly, and we will poll the group to see if you all are comfortable elevating that to a draft recommendation. It's kind of a two-step process. And if the group is comfortable doing that, then we will take a vote on it, much like we're taking a vote on all the other ones. If the group is not comfortable bringing that forward, then it won't come forward. That vote, I would want to be unanimous to bring it forward, because again, it is coming late in the process, and I think in fairness, each of you should have that right to be able to say, no, I'm just not comfortable, for whatever reason. It doesn't, you know, we don't have to get into whatever that reason is. So just so you know kind of the order that we'll be doing, and then we'll do one final vote on the full package, and then we will wrap the meeting up with some final comments. So any questions about kind of what we're doing, how we're doing it, and so forth? Okay. Yes, Jill.
I just have a question for clarification. Mm-hmm. When we're voting, is it that I strongly agree this should go forward to council and public for review? It's rather than...
So I'll get to that. Can I answer that before we get to the vote? I'll go over that, okay?
Okay.
Because that's actually where we're coming to now. So we are going to go through the final recommendations. Now, you have on this sheet both a written copy of kind of the voting process we're going through. We've only highlighted in the left, and what you'll see on the Mentimeter is just sort of the caption for each of the recommendations. But as you scroll through this document, you will see that each of the recommendations in their full detail are listed. So if anyone needed a refresher on each of them. So can we go to the next slide? So here's what you were just talking about, Jill. And by the way, I didn't say this, but we are live. So hopefully people are hearing us and following along from wherever they may be watching. If for whatever reason there's any kind of a technical glitch, the full recording will be placed on the website so that people can watch and review and so forth. So Jill and the rest of the group, for each of the recommendations, when I read it out, you'll have five choices. What you're going to be voting on for, you know what, Jill? This was my idea, and I'm glad this is going to work perfectly. Let's go to our first, our test one here. Hold on, we're going to pull this up. We don't have a slide, so I'm just doing it verbally?
You're just doing it verbally.
Okay. So what I want everyone to do is we're gonna test out, so pull up your Mentimeter, okay? And we're going to do a test on this. And so the recommendation that I have is that the Delaware beaches are the finest beaches anywhere in the United States. So do you strongly support that statement? Do you support that statement? I can live with it. I oppose it or I strongly oppose. So each person will go vote. So what you'd be voting on is for that recommendation, your level of support or opposition for that. If you strongly support it, or I can live with it, that falls in the support category, but it's different levels of support. If you oppose or strongly oppose, that falls into the opposition, and obviously there's different levels of opposition. So if everyone could vote on that recommendation that this group is recommending that the Delaware beaches are the best beaches anywhere in the United States, and then what we're doing is tracking.
That's Virgin Islands.
That's my question.
What was that?
We have six
contiguous
so
United States.
All
U.S. Virgin Islands do have some great beaches.
Hawaii,
right?
Go real quick.
I will leave that up to your own. I will let. It's really just testing out the voting process.
It's going to go real smooth.
Yeah.
There's going to be no question. Just all straight votes from you.
There's absolutely no question about that.
It's seven responses.
All right, so we're waiting for three people to indicate. And again, we're trying to make sure that it's all working.
Did you connect to the Wi-Fi?
I did. I think that was my problem.
Okay. If you connect to the Wi-Fi, it'll pop up, and then you have to click accept.
Raise your hand if you have not voted yet.
I got it working on my other phone.
Okay. All right, so this is why I wanted...
Oh, I didn't hit submit. Sorry.
Okay. This is why we're. This is why we're doing it.
Oh, I didn't see that either. Okay. There we go. All right.
We got 10.
All right. So that's how it's going to go, okay? So... we're going to go through those, so one by one through each of the draft recommendations. And Jill, to answer your question, as we read that first one, I'm not going to read the entire thing. It's in front of you. We've gone over these a lot. You're going to indicate one of those selections. Yes, Jill.
So my question was, when I'm voting, I'm saying that I strongly agree or whatever that this will go to council and to the public
as a
review.
Recommendation, correct?
But within some of these recommendations, I may not. So, for example, maybe I think the buildings should go higher than 60, or maybe they should go lower than 60. But as a
I think what you're saying is that you again you
I support
can,
this in, going forward.
Right.
In its
there,
form.
There's going to be okay. There is going to have to be a whole nother process to work out the details.
Good. Okay. Good.
You know, and at an ordinance level, whatever that might be, but this is providing firm direction to the council that. What was the vote, by the way, on our beaches?
Yeah, we have five that are strongly supporting the Delaware beaches, mm-hmm. one who just supports, and then four that are willing to live with the Delaware
beaches. All right. Okay, so using that to further, so in that particular case, if that was going to the council, the council would see that 10 people supported that statement, but they would also see that there was varying levels of support within that. You know, it wasn't all strongly support, but it still was support. The council will do with it what they want to do. I mean, I have no idea how they'll move forward with that, but so that's what you're indicating.
Okay.
Yes, Christoph.
Christoph Talou at the Center for the Inland Bays. I feel awkward asking the question, but are each of these responses then recorded to the individual and publicly available in terms of how we vote on each of these?
That was exactly my question.
Yeah,
well,
we're not.
So don't feel bad about it.
Oh, good. Thank you, Jay. Yeah, I feel better.
No, we don't intend to release the individual results. This is a group, so we will be publicly today saying what it. So we're going to go through each of the 19, and then we'll come back and we'll go back to number one and say this was what happened on number one. This is the result of number two, three, four, all the way through 19. And I'll just read them out. There won't really be any discussion. The votes, the information just speaks for itself. It is what it is. But
so
we're not releasing.
So it'll. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. So Jay Baxter, farmer. It'll be up to us then to as individuals that represent a certain demographic. Let's say it'll be up to us to go to council then and explain why we think we oppose the beaches being the best in Sussex County because they have too much sand.
Yeah, so this group has come together, spent a lot of time, developed the draft recommendations, and now we're voting on it for things to become final recommendations. Maybe all of them become a recommendation of this group. Maybe some of them don't. That'll be determined by the vote. Once our process ends and our information is provided to the council, there is a whole nother process that takes place, and nothing keeps you as an individual from stating your you know, whatever you want to state to the council members individually, collectively. Nothing stops any of you from doing that. This is one part of that process. I would gather a very important part of that process, but it's not the only part of that process that will eventually lead to ordinances, different, you know, whatever ends up happening. So, all right. So let's move forward. So we're going to go to the first one, and again, Jillian will be tracking it so that we know we have 10 votes. If for some reason we don't get to 10 votes, I'm going to ask if someone chose not to vote, if they're just abstaining for some reason. And if we can't figure it out, then we may have to clear that vote somehow, and we probably would then go to a paper vote to make sure we get 10 votes. So, all right, first one, aligning future land use map. Again, I'm not reading, I'm not going to read all these out because some of these are very, very long. We've spent a lot of time with them. You've had the information. So for this first one, go ahead and indicate your vote. If you need more time, just let me know. So we're aligning the future land use map. Strongly support, I can live with it. Oppose, strongly oppose. I need the
Jeopardy music. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting on someone to change the slide.
Mm-hmm. On your, I on the Mentimeter?
Jillian? Maybe refresh it. Anyone else having an issue?
It popped up on mine.
Now it's circling. Stand by.
Are you on the Wi-Fi, Jay?
I am.
Okay. Mine wasn't working without
on the public. Are you public Wi-Fi?
I am.
Okay.
It's the only one I'm allowed to use, I think.
Just waiting for one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need some elevator music.
Jay, are you still circling or did it pull up?
Now it's back to the original screen again. Now we're there. Thank you.
No problem.
Jeopardy.
Just waiting. We need some backgrounds. All right, we're good.
Okay. So we're going to go on to number two, if you could advance to the next slide. Establishing growth and conservation areas. So this is one of two. There's two slides here. Again, all of this information you can follow along on your handout has the detail for each of the recommendations.
Oh my goodness. Does yours pop up automatically?
Just did.
I had to hit refresh.
Got it.
Oh wait, when I refreshed it took me back to the first one.
Rescan the QR code.
Yeah, the other one pops in pretty quickly.
I just didn't want to mess up my previous vote.
I have it recorded.
Okay, great.
Just waiting for one.
If everyone can make sure they hit submit on theirs.
Didn't hit submit.
Mine's spinning endlessly, and it gave me an error message a few minutes ago. I tried. Oh, I got the error message again. Something went wrong.
And you're on the Wi-Fi?
I'm not on the Wi-Fi.
You are.
I'm not. It was working better without it, so maybe not.
Till now.
Okay.
You can swipe up and turn all your apps off.
Okay. This will be a two-hour meeting.
Trying again.
Okay. That's fine. Take your time.
We got all 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Third one, comprehensive rezoning.
Actually, sorry. I don't know whose vote you got, but mine gave me the error message again, so.
It says you got 10 out of 10.
It recorded 10.
I voted twice.
I know you're being funny, but I just want to make sure no one has the ability to vote twice. Okay.
I'm trying to figure that out for years.
All right, should probably be fine.
I just tried to vote 10 times really quick before anybody else could.
Hopefully it worked.
Stop. Here we go. All right.
The lawyers are
squirming.
Squirming.
Okay. So we got all 10? Okay.
All 10.
Number three, comprehensive rezoning. We're waiting for one.
Still stuck on two. Mine's stuck on two. I'm trying. Yeah, let me just try to reset this whole thing.
That's what I had to do.
Sorry, guys.
Whack guys.
Try the public Wi-Fi. Maybe that works.
When you connect to it, it'll pop up something, and then you.
We're just waiting for one person to. Relog into their Wi-Fi if you're watching it home and wondering why I'm not talking.
Success.
Please stand.
Try this again.
Andrew, you might just have to read everything so there's no silence.
Brandy, why don't you do this one?
You're good now, I think.
Okay. Yes, we're good.
Okay. We're on to four, establishing clear standards for rezoning. Hit our stride. Defining the missing middle housing types. Again, this is two pages worth of recommendations. There's a lot here. Permitting missing middle housing in strategic areas. Number seven, establishing bulk and setback standards for missing middle housing and adjusting height, building length, and separation caps in growth areas. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the same. That was, we already did that one, right?
No, we did missing middle.
Okay, yeah.
Missing middle housing.
Good. So. Number seven, good.
It's about bulk and setback.
Okay. Okay, number eight, strategic density adjustments. And again, I'm just highlighting the caption. Obviously a lot in there.
All right.
Developing strategic density bonus program. Number 10, amending the Sussex County Rental Program, SCRP program.
Okay.
Number 11, collaborating with DLDOT to create transportation improvement districts for all growth areas and developing a transportation impact fee for development in conservation areas.
Good.
We're good. 12, completing adoption of a master plan zoning ordinance for large-scale development. Good. 13, forest preservation. There's a lot of detail in this one. Right. 14, encourage naturalized landscaping and passive open space. Okay. 15, focus subdivision design and conservation areas around conservation priorities.
Next.
Support working farms through permitted agricultural support uses. Explore transfer of development rights program, number 17. Good. 18, improve clarity and consistency of subdivision code 99-9C standards. Okay. And 19, prioritize hearing scheduling for projects that advance county land use goals. Good?
Yeah.
Okay. So that, after a little bit of a slow start, we rolled through that, so I appreciate that. So I don't, all I have is paper here. I have no idea what the results are. We'll go over those in a second. I wanted to come to one more, but I do want to just sort of stop there without knowing where we're going to end up and just say a lot of hard work went into what seemingly was a very quick process, and it almost doesn't seem like that process reflects how much energy and time went into that. So I want to say that before I see the results, because I have no idea what they're going to be, but I think everyone should be very proud of everyone, from the county staff to the consultant staff, mainly the 10 working group members, to all the work we've been able to do in a very short amount of time. So, but we'll pull that up. But I want to now go to what we've put up there as what potentially could be a 20th draft recommendation turning into a recommendation. So we heard from a couple different members of the working group independently that they thought that this was a good idea. I was sort of reluctant at the 11th hour and 59 minute mark to bring it into our process, but I think that the reason that I'm kind of acquiescing a little and doing that is there's a couple of things. Number one, there were more than one person who thought this should come forward. Number two, there was general agreement among our consultant staff and the county staff that this actually had been part of the process and it's sort of fallen out somehow in some of the revisions that we had made that eventually led to the 19 recommendations. And so we felt like there was enough supporting information from all of our discussions and so forth to warrant bringing it to this group. So the language you see here is what we would propose to be a 20th draft recommendation. What I'm going to do is just ask you all whether you are okay with that being elevated to a draft recommendation. But before I do that, ask if there's any questions or any comments that anyone has or anyone seeks any clarity on what is being proposed here.
So one thing I'll point out is the way we've done with these other recommendations, the commercial districts are only in the growth zone. So to me, this is also consistent with one of the other recommendations that talks about looking at height and other things to encourage mixed use. This just goes a step further to specifically say to address those zoning districts to make it more amenable to those types of uses. I think we've said consistently throughout this that density and mixed use is something we want to encourage, and whether it be for transportation purposes, walkability, livability, it kind of checks all the boxes in the right areas. And because the commercial districts are limited to the growth zone, I think that this, and frankly, it was kind of surprising that this wasn't a recommendation. I think it maybe got cut out during some of this process almost by accident. So to me, this is a no-brainer with everything we've talked about.
Okay, I saw, Dave first.
Yeah, I just to concur with John, I almost think this is sort of understood in the package of the recommendations and was always part of the discussion. I have no problem with explicitly stating it. I think that only helps. And I also think it helps to have 20 rather than 19 recommendations. It's an even number, and it's better to, put our message.
Christoph?
Yeah, just a quick question, technical thing. Shared solutions, does that mean other transportation options when we're talking about parking?
No, shared solutions in terms of a lot of times in mixed use, you will have shared parking arrangements. It could be on property, but it could also be on adjacent properties that because of the interaction between commercial and residential.
Okay, good. I like it.
Anyone else? Jay?
So I guess if I may, while we're making comments today here, then I agree with this as a whole, but there's things that I disagree on the larger scale as a whole. For instance, once again here, we're prioritizing something of that could be of use to the entire county in creating commercial districts, but we're only putting them in the growth zone. Here again, this is why I disagree in having a growth zone and a conservation zone is because, as it was mentioned earlier, we are going to be creating now a theoretical TDR program, and there's no monetary compensation. So we're as a group here, picking winners and losers for land. I do believe that commercial districts are useful and necessary in the entire county, not just in what this group or what county council may deem as a growth zone. So as a whole, this individual number 20, I agree with, but as a whole in all of it together, I struggle in some of these boundary lines we are going to be creating. And I think what we had set out to do as a group is to minimize sprawl. I think we have done exactly the opposite of that in creating these growth zones and conservation zones. I can imagine that we will consume more farmland and open space now because of these designated zones.
Okay. Any other comments on just on the four corners of kind of this draft recommendation? Okay. Is there anyone opposed of the 10 to elevating this to the 20th draft recommendation? Okay, so I don't see any hands. So what we're going to do now is go back to the Mentimeter. And it should pull up, okay? And if you could just vote. And again, just because you elevated it doesn't mean you have to support it, but two-step process here. But if you could indicate one of your five responses on this. We're still waiting. We got it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to do one final vote, which I'll read this one in because you have not seen this language. So the final one is, do we have this up somewhere?
Oh, sorry. I need to switch screens.
There we go. So this would now be amended to the 20. It's okay, we didn't know, so that's the right language, but I'm going to just amend it to the 20 working group recommendations are intended to function as a comprehensive land use reform package. While levels of support may vary across individual recommendations, please indicate your overall level of support for the recommendation package as a whole. All right. We will not be doing any more voting. That's it. So thank you. But now what we're going to do is go through and see the results of each of those votes.
Yeah, sorry. I need to adjust.
Will you be sending these results? I'm sorry, Jill Hicks. Will you be sending these results back to us? Or do we need to record them here if we want to?
No, we can send something out.
Or you'll post it maybe on the portal, the county's website portal, something.
We'll make sure that it's public, and I'll touch on this at the very end. Also, how?
Sorry.
Yeah, because are we going to be? I guess producing a report from this, because then maybe that's what I'm going to touch on, and then that might help.
So is this it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the first time I'm seeing this page, so bear with me here. Okay. So how do I know?
That's the beach question.
The Delaware Beaches.
Oh, this is Delaware Beaches? Oh, okay. All
right. I thought this was the first recommendation. I was like, come on, guys.
Hey, John, I'll be, let's get through this, and then I'll be talking about what you just brought up, okay?
There's some nice beaches out there. Do
people don't get out? Okay, do you want to scroll down?
Let's go.
Now we know how everyone truly feels about Delaware Beaches.
I know. The Chamber of Commerce may be talking us up. Okay, so our first recommendation, aligning future land use map. You can see, hopefully everyone can see that 6 people strongly support, 3 people support, 1 can live with it. So 10 people support it, and again, there's varying levels of that support, but That will be indicated to the council. Number two, establishing growth and conservation areas. Five strongly support, four support, and one person opposed. So that will be 9-1 in terms of support. Give me a little chance here. So that'll be 9-1 in terms of what will be indicated in terms of supporting that recommendation. Okay, we can go to number three. Comprehensive rezoning. So seven strongly support, three support. Okay. Number four, establishing clear standards for rezoning. Six strongly support, four support. Number five, defining missing middle housing types. Nine strongly support, one support. Permit missing middle housing in strategic areas. Eight strongly support, two support. Establishing bulk and setback standards for missing middle housing and growth areas. Seven strongly support, two support, and one can live with it. Strategic density adjustments, five strongly support, three support, one I can live with it, and one oppose. So again, that would be nine in support and one opposition, and then of course you can see where that level of support and opposition was. Number nine, developing strategic density bonus program, six strongly support, three support, one I can live with it. Number 10, amending the Sussex County Rental Program, the SCRP program, six strongly support, two I can live with it. Number 11, collaboration with DLDOT, four strongly support, and there's a lot in there. Just saying collaborate with DLDOT is pretty vague there, but everyone knows the recommendation. Four strongly support, five support, one I can live with it. Number 12, complete adoption of a master plan zoning ordinance for large-scale development. Four strongly support, six support. 13, forest preservation. Four strongly support, two support, four I can live with it. I think I'll summarize at the end. 14, encouraging naturalized landscaping and passive open space. Six strongly support, one support, two I can live with it, and one who is opposed. So again, nine support, one opposition. Focus subdivision, this is number 15, focus subdivision design in conservation areas around conservation priorities. 4-3-2-1, four strongly support, three support, two I can live with it, and one oppose. Support working farms through permitted agricultural support uses, seven strongly support and three support. Number 17, explore a transfer of development rights program, three strongly support, six support, and one I can live with it. Number 18, improve clarity and consistency of subdivision code section 99-9C, six strongly support and four support. Number 19, prioritize hearing scheduling for projects that advance county land use goals. Seven strongly support, two support, and one I can live with it. 20, the one that we added at the end there, modernizing the code to support mixed use. Eight strongly support, and one I can live with it. And then our final one, support for the full package of recommendations. Strongly support five, support four, strongly oppose one. So we had nine in support and one in opposition. So any comments, questions? The numbers are what the numbers are. We're not, but I'm just, if anyone has any comments or anything before we move forward. Okay, so I think each of the 20 recommendations were supported. As I said, each one kind of speaks for itself in terms of the level of support, whether it was strongly supported or I can live with it or oppose or strongly oppose. So that took, again, it we throw the numbers up there, we vote quickly, but there was an awful lot of work that led to that. And I think in any process where you can have that much level of support for something is pretty, that doesn't always happen. So I think you all should be proud of that. John and others, in terms of, you know, where we go from here, you know, what the charge was of us and of this group was to develop land use reform recommendations. That's what we just went through. What we plan to do is summarize the results of the recommendation process, the votes, and just provide some context for this process in a final report that we will be developing for the county. Okay, so this report will not have any editorializing. You know, we're not going to be writing this report and editorializing on like what we think. We are just documenting the process from the beginning to the very end so that the council has something that they can hold on to and see, and if necessary, you know, refer back to a meeting. But the truth of the matter is all of these meetings have been recorded. They're really, the report is the 10 meeting summaries. If anyone needs to know what took place, it's all there publicly, and anyone can go back and rewatch every second, every minute of what took place to hear each of your comments about anything. So again, that's what we intend to do. I don't know when that will be. We haven't established timelines in terms of when that will be done, but the process will be that we will develop it, we'll give it to the county, and we'll send each of you a copy of it. So I hope that answered your question, John. Okay.
One question I have about that is we've talked a little bit throughout.
John, just
this.
Talk a little louder. I'm not
sorry. One of the things we've talked about a little bit throughout this is the idea that, and the last voting on the entire package, you know, that it's a package, right? And recommending sort of a process for adoption as part of this. It doesn't seem like we're going that route or we have that, but I would say that certainly things need to be thoughtfully enacted going from here on out, because I think there is definitely concern in the group that if this thing is split up that into multiple ordinances, that the constituent pieces could get sort of broken down and not have the full effect of what the things would have all together. So I think it's equally as important now that we have these recommendations for a roadmap to enactment that involves updating the code and then updating the comprehensive plan and having that done in a really coordinated manner to accomplish all of the goals that the group just outlined.
I think that's well said. I see a lot of heads nodding around the table. So I think, you know, part of the having that all-encompassing recommendation about the whole package, you know, we could have written a very lengthy recommendation for that, but I think that was the intent of that final one, to say that this all works together. And there was a lot of compromising that took place among this group. And within that compromise, you know, one of the challenges will be, you know, kind of the chicken or the egg, you know, what moves first? And I think what you're saying, and by seeing the heads nodding, is a lot of these things have to kind of move at the same time, because people want to see growth in certain areas, but they want to see conservation in other areas, and you can't have one without the other, and there needs to be kind of a trust in that process to kind of get to that end result. So, but again, I don't have anything more to add to what you said, and I saw a lot of heads nodding in agreement. So any other comments? Okay, so we are going to wrap up our process here. I'm going to turn it over to Todd here in a second. But again, I just want to thank everyone. You know, as the person who was put in charge of facilitating this, you know, you never know what you're going to get. But I mean, I think you all allowed me to run meetings. Hopefully, I gave you all you know, time to kind of express yourselves and make sure that you were heard throughout this process. A lot of people deserve a lot of credit for kind of getting us to the end of this. I'm looking over at Todd and Vince and Jamie, but I'm not going to give you guys the credit. The person who I think behind the scenes has done just a tremendous amount of work is Jillian over here, who really deserves a round of applause. And she has a team with Christina and John, but they've really done a lot behind the scenes and got us to this point. So again, I am going to step down, bring Todd up, who is going to say a couple final things. But again, thank you to all of you.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
He said, I'm out.
Start the car.
Thank you for saying that.
So, first thing I want to say is we did not.
Todd, why don't you come over and start?
You got to say your name first.
I'm still facilitating.
Todd, you got to say your name first.
There we go. First of all, let me introduce the council president, Doug Hudson, who's joining us today. Doug, thanks for being here. The most important decision we had to make today was ordering lunch, and we messed up the schedule completely because they're delivering lunch in like 45 minutes. So you guys can choose to small talk for a while and wait till the food gets here, or we'll have to figure something out. So if that's the biggest mistake we made today as a county, that'll be a good day for us. So. I want to start by saying thank you for the hard work that the 10 volunteers put forward in the last, I think it's only been 5 months since we got started in earnest. And want to echo what Andrew said earlier about the work from Andrew and our consultants and a lot of behind-the-scenes coordination that got us to this point in such a quick clip. I mean, for anyone that's ever been on any other task force or working group, to get this amount of work done in the amount of time we did it is pretty amazing. And I know, you know, from everyone driving to Sussex, I know some people would have an opinion about that, especially those of you that are driving over an hour to get here. We do appreciate that. But just to come here and spend 2 hours of your time and then all the work that went in behind the scenes to land us with 19 great recommendations, now 20, we certainly appreciate it. And this was a Herculean effort when we started, and I wasn't sure how fast or how comprehensive we would be to get to this point, but we made it, and it's all because of your work and willingness to roll up your sleeves and deliver the product. So thank you. We started this process because County Council sat down with us at the beginning of this year and said, we got some new ideas, and we want to get feedback from stakeholders. And we got some people in mind we want to invite to come work on this idea. And that's what that was the formation of the working group, really, in its essence. And we want to just give you a token of our appreciation as a result of that, and that's why we've invited Doug to join us. Do you want to say a few words, or do you just want to hand out the paperwork? Okay. All right. So the council asked me to develop a certificate of appreciation that we'd like to hand out to each one of you. And it says, this certificate presented to the person in recognition of your valuable participation in the Land Use Reform Working Group, your time, effort, and dedication contributing to this important work is very appreciated. It's signed by Doug and myself, and it's we'd like to hand that out to each one of you right now, and I'm going to ask Doug to do the honors as I say their name. Okay, I actually have them in order, so you can start with Caitlin and go around. So we'll start with
Caitlin. You want me to come up, or are you coming to me?
I appreciate that.
No, John, you got to walk.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
I got to walk.
It's a pleasure.
David Edgel? Thanks so much, sir.
Sure enough, thank you very much.
You could have killed more time if you made everybody walk up, take a picture. I'm not doing a good job with the whole roster.
All right, thank you. Appreciate your work.
I can't wait to frame this.
Thank you.
This is nice.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Appreciate
your efforts.
Sure.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you
very
good.
Much. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of hard work.
Thank you.
A lot of thoughts.
On behalf of the council, thank you very much.
If you don't mind, we would like you to gather as a group and come forward, and we'd like to snap one shot for memorial sake of bringing us all together, memorializing this effort, if you don't mind. Would you guys come forward and we'll take a picture, please?
I know you've upgraded, John.
Let me get out of the way here.
Can we kind of short? Can we bring a couple on this side, maybe David and maybe Mark on this side? You want to
hold up a lot of cameras.
Everyone got their. Kevin, you get your shot. All right. Okay. Thank you for. Thank you for allowing us.
Everyone, if we could if everyone could just grab a seat, we have one more thing we need to do. I do want to we do want to do public comment. Yeah, Todd, before we do.
I think we've got 40 minutes. We can do another set of recommendations.
Oh, gosh.
We're at 20. We're even number.
I like the round number thing.
That was my real motivation.
I do know there's a lot of questions about next steps, and obviously we have just a little bit more work to do to wrap up the recommendations and the report and reflect the voting that took place today. We are going to assemble that and then distribute it. We'll distribute it to the group, of course, and then to the county council as well. And then it's my hope that we will immediately turn to county council and these recommendations to start to unpackage this and see how to move forward. I do need to get their feedback as well and guidance on next steps, right? How much time, energy, and effort are they willing to put into this? Do we tackle the big one first, or do we get some small wins first? Getting that feedback is going to be helpful for us to understand how fast we want to move. I will tell you, in talking to them, and they've been following along very closely, they are anxious to get to work right away. So I think that gives us a signal of how quickly we'll turn this around. And then one last thought is I do believe that I want to unpackage this with council and also with your involvement. So I don't know what that looks like yet. Could mean another meeting like this and we invite the working group back. Maybe you participate, maybe you sit, and maybe, you know, we do one of these. Stand by. We certainly want you to be a part of that if that's the way we go, because these are your recommendations and there needs to be some connection between the recommendations and the group. So we will we'll unpackage that and let you know as soon as we can. So again, thank you. Appreciate all your hard work.
Okay, so at the end of every meeting, we allow time for public comment. Did we have anyone sign up for public comment? No. Okay. We will not. I thought that was going to get us to
20 more minutes.
No. So okay, we're done. Thanks, everyone.